Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we've been studying 1 Samuel, and we clearly see that God was moving in and around David's life to bring him as king for the sake of Israel. And the providential ways God has been doing this is through conviction of sin in 1 Samuel 24, the confrontation of a woman in chapter 25, and now as we dive into chapter 26, we're going to see that God is doing this through a sanctified heart. But I want us to stop right here and think for just a moment, because this is not the only time God has moved in providential ways in order to protect a soon-to-be king so that God's people may have something better. In fact, God acting in this way sets the stage for his doing the same thing in grander fashion for great purposes in the fullness of time. In the bigger story is the story of God's acting and moving in history in order to protect his chosen one so that he could be provided not just to Israel as a king, but to us as God's best gift to us. Jesus is the absolute best gift the church could ever receive or cling to. And so we read in the opening chapters of the gospel story of Matthew, where we find Joseph was kept from divorcing Mary by the providence of God. We read about a decree that would go out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered, which would land Joseph and Mary in Bethlehem when it was time for her to give birth, so that former prophecy would be fulfilled. We read in Matthew about wise men from the east who followed a star. And then, when you think about the wise men, they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod to tell him where the baby born king of the Jews was located. And then right after that, Joseph was told in a dream to take the baby Jesus into Egypt in order to avoid Herod's ghastly slaughter. When we get into the life of Jesus, we discover that all the kingdoms of the world were offered to him by Satan if he would only take a shortcut. Don't take the way of the cross, Jesus. Take this shortcut and the results will be the same. But no, God protected him and empowered Jesus to trust God's word. We read several times where either the people wanted to take Jesus in the moment and make him king right then, but he would slip away. Or we read about crowds wanting to throw him off a cliff, but he slips away. All of this is God's providential working in the life of Jesus so that Jesus could ascend to the throne by way of the cross according to God's word. And then think with me for just a moment more. Think about how God must have had to restrain the angels as they peered over the balcony of heaven, watching Jesus be beaten and crucified. Think about how God must have had to encourage and console them as they laid Jesus in the tomb. How he must have had to stay their tears from flooding heaven. All of it was God's providence and power, pushing and pulling, protecting and providing, so that his people would have the best gift, the best king in King Jesus. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in India. And also remember the Marigoli LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya and Tanzania.